A new feature film production is coming to El Paso in a few months and is actively casting for local actors to play significant roles in the film. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The feature film, The Other Tom, or El Otro Tom, will soon begin production in and around the area, and the director and casting director have been in town auditioning actors for parts in the film. My guest today is the film's casting assistant, Adriana Montenegro, who is based here in El Paso. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
It's been a few years.
Yes.
It's nice to see you again. I understand you've been busily lining up auditions for the director and you've been sitting in on those. Before we get to the auditions and who you're looking for from the local acting community and non-acting community, tell us a little bit about the film, the production, and what this story is that you're going to be making. And this is a feature film, correct?
Yes. So the movie is called The Other Tom, and it is directed by the director Rodrigo Pla. The story centers around the relationship between a mother and her 8-year-old boy. And of course, he has certain behavioral problems. He has what some teachers or people say as ADHD. And so it's mostly about her struggle between taking a more natural route or going, you know, through medications and just seeing what's best for him in the long run.
And I guess the drama of the story is that she's getting competing or conflicting recommendations from doctors and teachers and institutional people.
Yes.
Now, she's an immigrant, I believe, in the film. And so part of the boy's father is in Mexico. Is that also part of the drama here?
Yes. So she's a single mother living here in El Paso and raising her son, as happens a lot here.
Yeah, right. It's obviously a border story. Is that, I guess, how this production team decided on El Paso? Is it,
yes.
It straddles both sides of the line?
Yes, I believe they chose El Paso because the story does take place on both sides. The fact that it, you know, that bit of separation,
right,
between, you know, the citizenship or, you know, living on one side.
Yeah, the internal struggle that's going on with the mom is sort of personified externally in these two worlds that she bridges, I guess.
Yes.
That's fascinating. And this director, I looked up some of his past credits, and it looks like he usually works with his wife who writes all the stories. Is that the case here?
Yes, she writes all the scripts, and then he directs them.
And they seem to specialize in domestic dramas or dramas that are set within a family unit or really,
yes,
personal, intimate dramas.
Yes, and I think that's the one thing I like about this story and just some of his other work.
So I understand the director and casting director have been in town for most of the month, and you all have been holding quite a few auditions. What kinds of actors are you looking for age-wise and other capabilities?
Well, the director actually would like to work with non-actors.
Interesting.
That doesn't mean that, you know, actors cannot send us their information.
Sure.
But they are opening it up so that we can, you know, see anyone who is interested.
Of course, just this week, a non-actor from Mexico was just nominated for Best Actress by the Academy Awards for Alfonso Cuarón's Roma film, which is a great example of the power of using sometimes, or the talent that's out there that may not consider themselves actors, but maybe have what it takes.
Yeah, exactly. I think she used to be a teacher.
Right, right. So you're auditioning anybody, really, that has an interest in being in this film?
Yes, exactly. So you don't have to have any experience at all. The way we have been doing the castings, you know, obviously if you're not an actor, we would just, you know, have more of a conversation, interview with you at the beginning, and then work on a little improvisational scene.
Ease you into.
Yes, exactly.
Try to keep it low-key. Give us an overview of the kinds of characters that you're casting for the film.
So we're looking for all the characters here in El Paso. We're hoping to get all the cast from here, from the border. The main characters we are especially looking for here, the mother, Elena, who is 25 to 30 years old. And then Tom, her 8-year-old boy, he can be 8 or 9. Just sure. Maybe not, you know, over that age.
Sure.
And we would prefer that they both speak, you know, both languages fluently, so Spanish and English.
Okay. And the other cast members, are they also need to be bilingual?
There's some that do speak English and Spanish. We do have like a best friend, her best friend, because she works with her best friend. And then there are some other smaller characters that live here in El Paso, so they don't necessarily need to speak Spanish because there's some roles that are just in English. There's some teachers, so we are extending the invitation to any teacher, principal, any staff of any school that is interested in sending us their information. Some do speak in Spanish, some teachers,
mm-hmm.
and then some will speak in English.
And I guess you have other professionals in the film that may be English only speaking?
Yes, so we also are, you know, hoping to invite anyone that works in the medical community. So any nurses or student nurses or doctors.
Interesting. So they're really targeting the actual professions that are represented in the film.
Yes.
For to find their actors. One of the interesting things you were telling me before the show that you all have been doing, because this film revolves around a young child, and that's often really hard to find that actor that can anchor your film and be young, that you're holding workshops, is that right, at various schools?
Yeah, we've been actually talking with different elementary schools, obviously certain specific ones, because there are so many here in El Paso mm-hmm. that it would be very difficult to do it with each of them. But we have been looking at certain areas, and then we have been holding workshops on Thursdays and Saturdays. But, you know, this week is obviously the last one since the director and casting director are going back to Mexico City. But we will, you know, they will be back eventually. And
you're continuing to audition people into the coming month, is that right?
Yes, because El Paso has a small film community, we have been having a hard time finding just anyone who's interested in mm-hmm. Auditioning. So that's why we are hoping to extend the invite to anyone, even the non-professional actors, to come send us their information. And from there, we can set up the appointment or the audition with them.
I understand you've been sitting in on many of the auditions for the casting of this film. Are there things, if someone's listening and thinking, well, I might want to try that, things that you would recommend they do to prepare? Or do you want people to just come in cold and you'll work with them to ease them into what you were looking for? Or, you know, just what advice do you have for someone who might want to show up and audition for this film?
If you're an actor, you can send us your information and we'll send you a scene. But to all the people who are just interested, you can relax. It's really simple. You don't have to bring anything.
Mm-hmm.
We do ask that, you know, you wear no makeup. And just show up very casual, you know, we just have a conversation with you. And then from there, ease you into, you know, a small improvisational scene. We prefer that you don't prepare. And then you just show up. And from there, we can just talk to you as a real person.
One of the fairly unique things about this production is that it is a fairly major production, which means that all of these cast members or roles that you're casting for will be paid.
Yes.
And that's fairly infrequent in El Paso experience. So that's an important thing. Is do you think that's helping bring people out?
Well, I hope it brings more people to come audition and, mm-hmm. you know, because it's still been hard to fill in the slots. So I'm hoping more people will come and audition.
Is the best thing to send an email inquiry to the production? Is that the first step in getting an audition?
Yes. That way we can, you know, speak to you directly. You can send us your information via email at castingelotrotom@gmail.com. So that's castingelotrotom at gmail.com.
Good. And we'll post that on our website so people don't have to, if you're listening in your car, don't pull over. You can contact the radio station, and we will have it up on the On Film archive as well, so you can find that. This film will obviously be primarily shot in El Paso, so there's going to be economic impact beyond just the hiring of local actors. Do you consider the production will be picking up crew here and obviously using locations and maybe location fees and permitting? And so this is pretty exciting that we have a feature film coming.
Yes, actually, they do like a lot of the locations. There are certain places that they've already scouted and looked at here in El Paso.
Fantastic.
And I believe they will be using crew from here, which will be good for El Paso.
When do you think we might see crews on the streets of El Paso? A couple months?
Well, the shooting begins in June.
Okay, summer.
So I'm assuming maybe pre-production will be a month or so before.
Fantastic. How did you get involved with this production? How did they find you? They're from Mexico City. Yeah. You're from El Paso. Tell me that story.
A friend of mine, Genaro Limon, he was the one who told me that they were looking for people to help out with the beginning process of the film.
I think when you were in here a couple years ago, you were programming a Cineboom?
Yes.
The series of art house films that was going on in 2016. Have you been shifting over more to getting involved with productions now in the community?
Yeah, I'm obviously a better thing. Yeah, I used to show the films, the art house films at Cineboom. But now I'm excited that I've been working with productions, I guess, starting this summer with I See a Darkness and then Alfredo Castro.
James Arbito's film. Fantastic. And another feature film that will soon be out, I think.
Yes.
It sounds like they're close.
Yeah, they're close to getting all their funds. Hopefully more people donate.
Well, I'm very excited to see where this current project goes and maybe see some of the production filming around town in the summer. So thanks so much, Adriana, for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you, Charles.
My guest today has been Adriana Montenegro, casting assistant for the upcoming feature film, The Other Tom, which will be shot in and around El Paso beginning in June. The production is actively casting for the film and is seeking English and Spanish-speaking actors of all ages to audition for roles in the film. To learn more about the production and how to schedule an audition, send an email to castingelotrotom@gmail.com. or call 915-352-4229, and we'll post that info on the KTEP website. A final program note, the Sunset Film Society will screen the 1993 action crime film The Fugitive today at 2 p.m. at the International Museum of Art, located at 1211 Montana Avenue, and all screenings are free of charge. To learn more about the screening and upcoming screenings, log on to sunsetfilmsociety.org. On Film's engineer is Seth Van Meter. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.